Okay. Kum lein la black motor. We're in daf nun hey amad aleph the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah. I know. Now we're going to digress for a minute. Nun hey. Since we're talking about Aino cheating, if you learn this whole Gemara, it's just amazing. It's amazing to understand the whole Gemara just in the kits of this, because Jews are always very successful retailers. And when we said by Aino that if it's less than a sixth, that was less than 16.5%, Meichel, there's a machlekes between the Ramban and other Rishonim, so therefore are you allowed to do it or not? And I remember who says what. One of them says the Ramban Chumash on this pasuk. One of them says that this is the way of Mekach HaMemcha. Of course, you're allowed to you're allowed to make 10% profit. You're allowed to make 12% profit. You make 4% profit. Why is it in your back? One second. And the other opinion says an aveira you did lo yisoinu. The moment you charge a penny more than it cost you, you're over an aveira lo yisoinu. However, you are meichel. In other words, there's no room for retailers in Yiddish tradition. Zero. We don't. It's not a geschäft. You're not adding to the world. You're not producing anything. It's not a geschäft. What do they do in the shuk then? I have no idea. But and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ish Chazayim, when he talks about Hichud Aneinah, the Shulchan Aruch says yesh lehistapik. Shulchan Aruch gives no definitive ruling. He says there's a suffix if you're allowed to make a profit. Period.
Not
we had before in the Gemara, you can charge for the freight and all the costs. Maybe
that,
that's for
anything intangible.
That's right.
Directed,
now, even over there, we did not say your own charges, but maybe in this case, when you're a retailer and you're the person there, maybe you can charge for your time, but that's it. The notion of being a retailer and making a profit is I know. According to, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't know what the rules.
If your produce cost you to get the ready to sell cost you, you know, $10 for a kilo, right? But you may not sell all your produce, so you're going to have waste. So some of that $10 a kilo that you pay, you're not going to recover.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Whether you like to amateurize it or whatever it is, that's a good question.
Because that's what you do.
That's if it's perishable. If it's a non-perishable.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you do wastage because you're going to get returns. So in your costing, you add a price.
Yeah, but that's a cost. That's not a cost. That's not a profit. Don't have a profit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but what happens if you don't have that pay at wastage and you did have a profit?
Okay, maybe. Okay, good question. So I'm saying, it's like, but this is from the view place of Shulchan Aruch does not give a ruling. There are a few other places, but Shulchan Aruch says, yeshli stopik. It's a
modnazach. So when Avraham Avinu says to somebody who doesn't want to make a blocha, he says, how much is it going to cost you to get this stuff in the desert?
So look in this week's the sikha they printed this week, right? Yeah, a beautiful sikha explaining what Avraham Avinu did, what the purpose of all his tactics were. But let's learn. So just, it's interesting. I know Abba Kesef. I know we had three opinions before, but I know is we said before is four Kesef, which is a 24. We had a 24th or a 12th or a 6th. We're in the Mishnah. This is a 6th. Ha Tainish Day Kesef. The din is if you're made to mix it, I can make a claim and you're made to it. You have to be minimum of $2. Machlekes Rav Shmuel. We had himself the Shmuel. We had a few other places as well. According to Rav, you have to deny two silver dal to my kesef. So I have to, and I have to ask you a prut above that. So my claim has to be two kesef and a prut. Excuse me. And you have to deny two kesef. According to Shmuel, my claim has to be two kesef, and you have to deny or admit to at least a prut. Vahat heinish te kesef, vahidor shav a prut. Chomesh prutus ein da five dinim which are prutus. Haidah Shava Pruta, we just said Haidah has to be a Pruta. Ha'isha Miskadeshes B'Shava Pruta. A woman who gets engaged has to be a minimum Pruta. Hanene B'Shava Pruta. I mean, a Hegdish, if you steal from Hegdish and you have a benefit and value of a Pruta, mall, you're considered stealing. Anything less than that is not money. Hamoitzei Shava Pruta. Chayv, you find an object. If it's worth a Pruta, Chayv Lahachid, you have to announce it. It's not worth anything. The Hagoizel is Chavedish Shava Pruta. You steal from your friend a Pruta. V'nishbala, and you swore, and then you made it that you swore false, so now you have to reimburse him. You've got to travel to the ends of the world to pay him back. You can't give it to a shlech, you got to give it to him. We had the whole discussion about Bakam at the end. No, generally by Geneva, you have to give it back to him, or it's enough to give it to his children, whatever. Rashi. I know that because the maker seller for the value of a seller, because I'm going to have a little shlusa six. But tanish dekesef she ain't shvuas had the yonin al hatayne. When you make a shvua by judges, which is made mixes on a claim, pchusim mishdeik moiz kesef. If it's less than 2 moiz kesef, she yit enu shavish dekesef. He has to claim that two. This is we're following Shmuel's way. He has to claim that you owe me 2 silver coins. Vze yoydeloy mehem shav the pruta. He's made it to at least 1 pruta. The yichvay lashar and denies the rest. Or yoyda hakoy the mitz to everything. The yich ba pruta denies a pruta. The haydosh a pruta. Kid the pashinim we said li yosay do be mitzvahs be made mitzvahs vize chayish vuy chay v'shvuam. Hamoitish of a pruta. Our butts machin less than that. Loy kid aminim asher tevad mi menu prat la aveda. The prat is if you lost something she ain't bosho a pruta. If it's less than a pruta, you don't have to announce it. Yoyli chenu achrav if you swore false. Im hoyde shenishbo l'shaker. It's only if you personally confess that you swore false. L'havile kapora. It's a l'havi, you know, kfida. She's not kapora to you. Personally return it to him. V'loy lishluchin, not to his agent. K'dechsi v'nosan l'asher osham loy. Says the Gemara, Tanin the Chazir, we learned elsewhere, I know, Arbo Kesev, Me'esi, Vabo Kesev, Lesela. I know, it's 4 Kesev, from 24 Kesev to a Sela, Shtus, Le Mekach, a 6th value Mekach. Hataina, the claim is Te Kesev, Haido, and the admission has to be Shav Brut. So, Lechaida, sorry. We related before. I'm wrong. You might ask a question. This whole thing about Aino, we related before the Mishnah. What are you mentioning again for? So we answered the Chiddush of the Mishnah here is regarding the other thing is about Tainish Tekesev Adosha Pruta. Says Yimoda, that's what we need for. Yimoda Han Lamitin, that also we already know. Shavuas had the Yonin, says Mr. Shavuas, Shavuas the Yonin, had Tainish Tekesev Adosha Pruta. So what do you need for? As Yimoda, Sefer Itzchalei, we need it for the Sefer, the Ktani. Because it says, Chomesh Prutazen, there are 5 cases, which each case is the value of a Prutazen. That's what we need for. Rashi. Rashi. Vaitik Mora. Chomesh Prutazen, there are 5 cases where the din is that a minimum has to be Pruta. The least in Nami, why don't you also mention, I know a Pruta, that we said before that the cheating has to be a Pruta, in other words, it has to be a sale of 6 Prutas, so that a 6 would be a Pruta. If the cheating was less than a Pruta, even though it might be more than a 6, you're Meichel. What about the coin of Prut itself? Maybe we learn out. Ain't I know the Prutas? Sorry? Oh, no, we're talking about the value. So it must be from here that ain't I know the Prutas. That I know, the minimum I know is an Isser, that it has to be an Isser, which is 8 Prutas. So therefore, that's the minimum of I know. Rashi. If the sale was 6 Prutas. In other words, it has to be the minimum deal has to be an Issa. Not there's no I know when it comes to Prutas. No cheating about it. It's too small of amount, even though it's more than a Pruta, it's not a big deal. The Levi, Omar Levi disagrees. He says, yes, I know the Pruta, there is I know the Prutas. Levi, we had before already, he learned his own braises, and his braise, he added it in. Chomesh Prutas ain't that 5 Prutas. I know a Pruta. I know as a Pruta. Haida is a Pruta. He has I know as a Pruta. And Mimoida is a Pruta. He adds in his Mishnah, in his Brice, he adds I know. Because he believes that there is I know even when it talks about pennies, about Prutas. But he then also throws in Haida, like our Mishnah here. And he also throws in Kiddushi Isha, like our Mishnah here, Pruta. He also throws in Vigezel, the Pruta. That if you swear false by a minimum of Pruta. But then he adds, instead of by Aveda, he throws in the yeshivas hadayonin bepruta. That a dayonin will sit down for a case. It has to be a minimum of a pruta. Less than din pruta kedin meya. But less than a pruta, they're not, if there's an argument, less than a pruta, they're not going to convene a bezin for it. Rashi, ain't I know the pruta is bepachas misa shumat beya shakesev. That's a minimum amount of silver. Gezel pruta, what do you mean gezel? Lechaivai carbon shvua, to bring that carbon. Im nishbo leshaket, if you swore false, so lelich achor, you got to chase after him till mod, a minimum of pruta. The yeshivas adoni me pruta, adayan pruta.
And he says to Moda and doesn't say
that's
soifa
ilo. Moda is like soifa ilo. That's an expression. We had it in the Kedusha of your base. Shema because in the civilized world, it was Moda then. Remember, we had the Chashin Moda by Kedusha. Somebody gave a woman an object. Shmuel said, she always suffered Kedushas because maybe it's worth the Pruta in Moda. It's like the Ekvelt. Now, it's interesting, Rashi. Which is
spam,
yeah, but they even lived in Spain back in the times of the Tanakh, the times of Bais HaMikdash. they lived there. We had him. We'll have an avodah zarah as well.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I'm saying. In the first century, Spain was had a Jewish, supposedly a Jewish community.
They definitely did. The yeshivas had a yonim of prutas as Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi. Milchay the posh the pshat is. The yeshivas had the, and lately it seems that the posh the pshat is. The yeshivas had a pruta means that a bezin, there's a dispute regarding a matter which is less than a pruta. They won't convene a bezin, but if it's more than a pruta, they will. Rashi has a whole other case. The yeshivas had the yonim of pruta. Lemi she yesh lay edim. Somebody has witnesses. Oyshe chayiv meida, or he's meida. V'doicheyim el shalom, but refuses to pay. Then yeshva the yonim v'yochayfu oyser. Sounds like you're not talking about listening to a dispute. The dispute has been resolved. You already owe the money. It's clear that you owe the money, but you refuse to pay. Bezin will not sit down, even in such a case, maybe it's a chiddush. Even though there's no diyun over here, there's nothing to discuss, it's open and shut case.
Just enforcing the debt.
Yeah, and even with that, they won't do if it's less than a pruta. Kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, they're not going to sit down and listen to a case of dispute if it's less than a pruta. So even if it's all a question of enforcing it, because it's not considered money. That's the verse. Like in the money. Says the Gemara, back to Gemara. So Levi has different cases in our Mishnah. But Tana, the Don, my time, like Tana, Yeshiva's the Yonim. Why does now Tana include the case of Yeshiva's the Yonim? Says the Gemara, Tana le Gezel. Once the Mishnah says that the stealing has to be a minimum pruta, what does it tell us? Less than a pruta. It's not money. If it's not money, then obviously everything else is the same. If it's not money, then also the Yonim don't have to listen to the case. Freddy Gemara. So then why does it mention Aveda? The whole word of Aveda is there's less than a pruta, there's not money, you don't have to return it. So why does the Mishnah bother to itemize it? Freddy Mora, Milo Tani Gezel, Tani Aveda. The Mishnah says Gezel, and you had to mention Aveda. You just told me that once we know that Gezel, the principle is less than a pruta. It's not money, so why do you have to mention Aveda? Freddy Mora, Hanich Itzichle, we need it. Gezel. For gzela, we need. We're not talking about ordinary gzela. We're talking about if he swore and he has to deliver it to him personally, all the way to mother for one pruta. His expense for bringing it there might be $100, but he has to schlep out there to do the hashava for one pruta. And aveda, that I might say aveda. What's the chiddush aveda? So once you've established that a pruta is money, less than pruta, not money, what do you have to tell me about aveda? Name. You know, tell you how might say we find aveda, shove a pruta, worth a pruta, chayiv lahachris, you have to announce it. And the chiddush is afagav the zol. Even though now when you're about to announce it, it's no longer worth a pruta. Since at the time, that's the word, hamaitse aveda. The kvetch is when you found it was worth a pruta, it doesn't matter what it's worth now, you need to find the balabasa and return it. That's a very big chiddush. Without the Mishnah, you would have thought, now when I'm ready to give it back, it's less than pruta, it's not money. What should I give back? It's a mitzvah. Once it's chal, it's chal. Rashi, tana gezel, mekibin a tana gezel, pruta, shmam, and a mayin, huve, kafinin. It's mamin and yisfos. The chiddush by gezel is that not only that a pruta is worth money, but you have to schlep all the way to madai, even though your expenses will be more than that. And the chiddush by aved is that I forgot the zol be mitzia lachraza. You still have to give it back. Says the gemara, a lady. Okay, I understand why our mishnah does what he has a chiddush, and why he leaves out yeshivas dayani. Could be right now that pruta is money, less than that's not money. But tell me, the lady, my time of letoni aveda, why doesn't Levi mention Aveda? Why is he mentioned Aveda? so he said, the Prut, why is he mentioned Aveda? Totally Gezel. So he said, I don't have to. Once he established by Gzela that I put his money, I know by Veda also I put his money. Freddy Gemoto, me like Tony Gezel, Fisher the Onion. According to you, Levi, once you have the principle that I put his money, you don't have to learn anything else. Nus, how can you mention Shivas the Onion? So the Gemara, yeshivas had the yonim itzach. I need yeshivas had the yonim lafukei med Rav Ktina to negate the opinion of Rav Ktina. What's Rav Ktina say? Oh, Rav Ktina, bezdin is kokin afilu lepachad d'shav pruta. Rav Ktina holds that bezdin not only will they enforce less than pruta, they'll even listen to it in taida if it's less than a pruta. And therefore, Levi wants to argue with Rav Ktina. That's why he mentioned yeshivas had the yonim. So Teish already asked, so why doesn't our Mishnah then, when he asks the question, why our Mishnah mentions yeshivas the yonim, say the same thing to negate the opinion of Ktina? To tell you that, no, Dafka Pruta. The Levi, my time, okay, we'll get back in a minute. The Levi, my time, like Tony, why doesn't Levi learn Hegdish? Why doesn't our Mishnah mention Pruta? One of the things it says is regarding that if you have a Noah, if you're stealing from Hegdish, it's a Pruta. Why does Levi include that? They'll have six. Levi's only talking about matters of chulin. Okay. Elitana did done. Our Tana the Kamaidi Bekotchim. Our Tana that mentions Kotchim. Nisne Maise Bepruta. Our Tana that mentions Kotchim. Why doesn't he mention Mason?
Is this, when you say the Pentoni Levy?
Sorry?
Is Levy quoting Bryce's when it says the Pentoni Levy?
Yeah, Levy is was the author of Bryce's. He was the author. Remember, he compiled Bryce's. Levy, Rabbi Ishir, Rabbi. We had a few times already. Levy was a compiler. And we had a taste of it before, remember a long time ago, that Rebbe learned with him. Yeah, well, of course. Well, nobody made anything up. But he chose what he wanted to put in. And we learned the tastes in Baba Kama that the Mishnah is Rebbe didn't do much because they were all established by the other Tanaim. It was the Braises that Rebbe taught Levi Rebbe, and that's what they put in. This is the Rebbe.
According to that Rashi we had a few weeks ago about the thing, what did Rebbe actually do? He said that all these things belong in a thing called Yivama. So he mentioned Yivama and something else. But he didn't say exactly what the parking for which the Fair Quay
does. Yeah, we had
it. Yeah. They put everything together in a thing called Yivama, but not necessarily what's said in Yivama. And what should go into it?
Okay, so he doesn't talk about chul. Fine, let's go back to our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah does talk about kachim? It talks about if you nene mina kachim yomoyul, has to be a pruta. Nisne maise be pruta. Why does he learn that maise, that if you want to be poida, remember we had the whole thing with chiski before, if you want to be poida, you maise, you need a minute of a pruta. Why does he mention that in the list of chamisha pruta? They make a shisha pruta saying, and you're talking about a kachim. The Gemara commandom, and he holds like the commandom that says, "Ein b'chaim shei pruta." If you remember, he said not that the no. He holds ma'aser has to be a lot more than a pruta. He holds that the chaimish has to be a pruta. The minimum you can swap the ma'aser to money has to be a minimum of 5 prutas in order to be able to swap. Oh, actually 4 prutas because it's a
rod.
No, but chamisha pruta. We're talking about dinim that the minimum is a pruta. The din is not a pruta.
But the chaimish is a pruta.
But that's not the din. That's not the halacha. That's the consequence of the halacha. As Gemara will say right here, but at least the chaimish ma'aser b'prutah you just asked. We kind of come out of chaimish ma'aser. We're talking about the etzim, not the consequence. Rashi, listen to ma'aser b'prutah. The bottom hachila toughest pinion. Let's not pinion. Don't worry about the gufa. Let's analyze. Omer of ketina, bezdin is cocky. Nafilu the pochner b'prutah. Bezdin gets involved even less than b'prutah. Musti v'rabba. Rabba asked the question. It says in the pasuk. The ace asher chota min hakodesh. If he sinned and he took something from kodesh, he has to shalos to pay, and he also had to add a fifth. If he ate by mistake from kodesh, he has to add a fifth.
Well, we'll see
in a minute.
We'll
see. Once I was saying, le rabba is. He says in the pasuk the ace. What do you mean the ace and? What's and? Just say they that you the ace and means more than that. What do you mean more than that? Le rabba is poch is meshove pruta lihishovin. We're talking about if you ate somebody's thing by mistake, the ate kodesh by mistake, truma, whatever it is, you got to pay them back, even if it's less than pruta. So we see lechayda that you do get, bezin does get involved and makes you pay even less than pruta. So that's not a raya. Maybe the kodesh in, that's only talking about a hegish. Avel hegit loy. Maybe we're more machme by hegish than hegit. Rashi, the Rabbi Pachas, as Dorish the whole Essen began in the Rabbi, the Rabbi. Elid Mahachim, Rav Ketina, im huski gu bezin l'shav pruta. So this is what Rav Ketina says: if bezin started out worth a pruta, then goyim li nafil pachav shav pruta. Rav Ketina holds. Rav Ketina agrees to start a dentata, so an item less than a pruta. We're not going to. But if they started, I'm just having a dispute about a certain commodity that's worth a pruta, and bezin started, and then sometime in the interim, it devalued. Bezin continues already. That's what he says. Chilas adin be a pruta. Gemardin lo be a pruta. We need that the chilas adin should be pruta. The gemardin we don't care.
They continue because in the end you have to pay back a pruta.
No, but if it's
it was in the beginning.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah, but it's not a lot of Geneva. We're talking about the other disputes.
Yeah, what about when you have an
Oshir
and an Oni and his status changes?
Yeah, okay, they have a pasukim. That's a bonus. Rashi?
If I steal a dollar from you, tomorrow it's worth 50 cents.
Oh, we really learned.
I have to give you a dollar.
Yes, because that's what it was worth the time I stole it. But not every dispute is about stealing. There are other disputes also.
Yeah.
Rashi? Imhus good bezin, you sold me something and whatever it is, I say you cheated, you know, it wasn't what I asked for. Imhus good bezin, shabrut, bain tovel and itva between a claimant and a plaintiff and a claimant. Goyim rafilu b'pachar, im chazar hasheni v'tovi pachar shabrut, kodesh on the bezin, misham this kokoma. Oh, Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns, not like one of the other shem that I saw that says it's devalued. Rashi learns, what if bezin already sat down for a dispute between two people? Look at that, more than Rashi. Im chazar hasheni v'tovoy pachas meshava pruta. He has a new, brings up another case. Bezna already convened a dispute between Reuven and Shimon about something. And then in the middle of that case, one of the people there turned around and said, but there's another matter that I want you to hear. And that matter is less than a pruta. So you're not convening for this. You already convened anyway for another case. Koinim sha'om du bezna misham. And he's cocking like we listen to him as well. Oh, so why does Ashi learn that way rather than saying, yeah, make sure you have a fight about something more? It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Yeah, but is it worth the time for less than a pruta?
Why would they even talk about the other matter less than a pruta when it's not considered money? Even if they,
it's still for money. Only thing is, it's still money. Are you allowed to steal from somebody less than a pruta? Of course not. But the guy's Michael, you don't have to pay back. So. You ever go somewhere to the Kohl's and you buy something for $100 and 5 cents? Will they be moichel you the 5 cents? That would be left less than a pruta.
And when it's 101 or whatever, they round it up or down.
That's true, yeah.
That's only because of the law. And if you pay by Visa, then they don't round it down.
That's exactly. Get rid of all your credit cards. Mishnah. Okay, now that we mentioned that this Chamisha Pruta is another distraction, another digression.
That's the thing where some guy had a computer program.
Yeah, I remember you got
that
caught.
Out of every transaction, that was the little fraction. The point, yeah. The bottom should go into his account, and then added up to quite a significant sum of money.
Exactly.
Over time.
Chamisha Chumshin Hain. There are five Chumshin. Oh, yeah. So there are five dinim of chaimish. Okay, the five dinim, just like we had five cases with the dinim of pruta, the five cases we have to pay that commission or sometimes penalty, call it what you want, of a fifth. And we already established before that a fifth is really a quarter. Right? Elohim, these are they. Ha'oichel truma, if somebody eats truma by mistake, so then you have to pay back the principal and you have to pay a fifth. A trumas maiser, a lady when he receives maiser has to also give truma to the koyin. And if you ate from that truma by mistake, you have to give a fifth. The trumas maiser shadamai. We learned before that midrabanan when you buy from an amoret, you have to assume they didn't give maiser yet, but only chumad rabanan. And then you gave it to a lady, and the lady sets aside truma, and if he ate that truma by mistake, you also have to give the chaimish. The achale, we learned yesterday that when it comes to the maiser itself, you swap it, you don't have to pay a chaimish. But the trumas maiser was stricter. The achale, if you ate challah by mistake, the habikurim, you ate bikurim by mistake, all belong to koyin, maiser of chaimish. Now this is not five, this is all one. Because they all come under the umbrella of kaidish. It says by kaidish you have to pay a fifth. They all come under kaidish. Rashi, ha'oichel truma, b'shaigik, truma, g'dayle, trumas maiser, is maaser, mina maiser. The lady has to give something to the koyin. Trumas maiser, shaldamai, shalakech ma'amoretz, if you buy from ma'amoretz, tzorich, lahafrish mesafik, you have to set aside from mesafik, have a truma g'dayle, shaldamai, leka. But you don't, there's no such thing as truma g'dayle from the mai, because that we weren't chayshish. Why not? The lechayvu, chachomi lahafrish, kedamini mesaita, like bulim mesaita, lefisha sholak, b'chol gvulet, Israel, they sent around all over Israel to check out the Amoratzim. They noticed they did set aside Truma G'dayla. In Truma G'dayla, we're very careful. It's the mice and everything else, all the other tithes. Because remember, also Truma G'dayla is 2%. Mice is 10. If you remember, President Reagan wanted to have in America a flat tax for everybody, 22%. No such thing as, you know, a tax special. Everyone's the same. And he says that the rich people will end up paying a lot more, even though it's only the same 22%, but 22% of a 1,000 is more than 22% of 100. And they asked him, where you got the chesed 22%? He says, from the Torah. 10% ma'aser edition, 10% ma'aser sheni, and 2% truma. That's a total of 20%. And he says, the Bible always gets it right.
Yeah. Yep.
They always talked about a 22%. Okay, let's find out. Okay, let's go back to Moisim Chaim Zagrashi, the Cholhani Iko Truma, they're all called by the name of Truma, but Truma is Moisim, see, Bahari Moisim, and Menu Truma is Hashem. Bechalok, see, it says Chalok, Trimu, Truma, Truma, Bibakurin, Stay, Truma is Yotcha, Bamar, Ele Bakurim, Cholhani, Chadin, it was all the same, Mishum Echari, and that's considered one. Back to the Mishnah, when else do you pay chaimish? I pay net to the vay if you want to redeem net to the vay, the fourth year. You have to bring it to the shalayim, you want to redeem it, you got to add a fifth to it as well. As Rashi, how do we know net to the vay? Moisiv chaimish bepidyonai, because the pidyon net to the vay, kodesh, gomen maise. When you redeem net to the vay, we learn out from maise, whatever happens there, happens here. From kodesh, pidyon edushin, gabi net to the vay, ksiv it says kodesh yibludim. Gabi maise, ksiv kol mas oris, mizar oris, vchulu, vahani tre nami, chad chosh is one, chad kronaf, give one pasik. The chaimish ben net to the vay, ksiv, by net to the vay doesn't say, it only says by maise, says Mishavaitin. Umaisa Shani Shaloi. And the Maisa Shani, his Maisa Shani, if he wants, anyone else wants to redeem Maisa Shani, you pay the true value. The owner, extra fifth. The Hapoides Hekdesh.
Yeah. Kodesh, you learning Kodesh from Maisa Sheni or Kodesh from somewhere else?
From Maisa Sheni, says right here.
Yeah, but Simba Maisa Sheni, but not the Rabbi, is the difference whether it's yours or not?
Say it again?
You would think
learning the Shabbat.
You should learn it
that way. Hapoides Hekdesh, if you hapoides Hekdesh, it says in the pasuk as well. So we learn that Moisef Chayyad Afif, Dr. Ashi, Shaloi Davkin Nokachim Chil Shalachedim, Ain Moisef Chaymish, Ish Maasroikiv, his Moisef. Hegdesha Veloi Shalachedim, Magiksiv, said the Mishavaitet, Hanen Shava Prutum and Hegdesh, if somebody has Hanah, the value of a Prutum and Hegdesh, Moisef Chaymish, if somebody has Hanah of a Shava Prutum and Hegdesh, you add a fifth. Hagoizel is Chavei, so we had that before, no, but that's Moil. And Hagoizel is Chavei, the Shava Prutum and Hegdesh, war, Mois of Chem, you have to add a fifth. These are all the cases of fifth. Says the Gemara, my Rabbi.
So he only had two psukim actually. One is Chamishi Sucham, Chamishi Sov, and he was trying to work out to a few cases, but it's not exactly the same.
That was something else. That was talking about if you pay more than one chaimish and one particular.
In terms of psukim, it was only two or three psukim he was relying on.
It's true, yeah. Omar is another catch that Rabbi Lazar. Question to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a problem with our Mishnah. Trumas Maisa Shel Demai. So what does the Mishnah say? That Trumas Maisa of Demai, when you ate that by mistake, even though it's Demai, it's only a Chumash Rabbanan, we're going to charge you that extra fifth. He doesn't understand. V'chi osu chachamim chizu l'divreim k'shal teider, the chachamim treating their dinim as strictly as a teider. It's hard to understand. Many times we say osu chachamim chizu l'divreim, or sometimes Yosef l'divreim, and here he asks a question. Rashi, Kasher Rabbi Lazar Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah Hoisa Kasher Rabbi Lazar Mepdos. Oh, so this is our Moida. Also Chacham Chizik LaHoisi Val Trumas Maishas Ma'ida. The whole idea is a Chumra anyway, and to be Machmed if he ate the Truma of that by mistake, which probably it isn't Truma, you have to pay an extra fifth. Chaimish Shein Afrashas Ebrin Hothis Rabban. Anyway, where do you find such a thing? So Taisa is ready. Look at Taisa. He also divreim shalteira. As Taisa, Afagav the bekamo mekamis in many places. Also afilu yaisa mishalteira. Sometimes we say we'll treat it equal to the teira, and sometimes we go way beyond that. We say even more than the teira. Hainu heicha the shayich liknois kedei lasa siyog. Where the chachamim deemed it necessary to make some extra precaution, because people take it lightly, for example, and they decide, you know what, we're going to be stronger than the teira, so people treat us seriously. Then they have a valid reason to be very strict. Avol heicha hach over here afilu b'trumas ma'aser vaday lav shayich lemiknos chaimish. Even by let's say it would have been real truma, we on our own would never have given this penalty of a chaimish. It's like there's a kosef. Im loisha amra teira, the teira would have told us you got to pay, and we would think just pay back to them the thing and maybe bring a card. And that's it. Truma only. Madach Truma itself. Truma, which is Mateira. If you ate Truma on your own, what would you think? You got to pay the coin money and maybe bring a carbon because you're not Veda. But where does the Chaimish come from? It's a Kosev. So we and the Rabbana are not going to, the whole thing is something like there's a Kosev. We're not going to go make extra Gzedas. What was the point to make a class by the Mai? The class there is not preventive of anything. Umishani, and we can answer the Hachinami also of Vlad Mamzer in the case with Sunsi Rameir. If you didn't follow the rules, but it comes to a get, that Rabbanan made a rule before I nechta, we had him sechta gitin. When a witness brings a get, he has to say, I saw it being written and I saw it being signed. And what happened if he didn't do that? According to Rameir, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So we see that Rabbanan's takonis are equal to the Torah, even when it's not Shaykh Knas. Ava Pishain Svore, Elam Mashum, the HDH of Vlad Mamzer.
But he's asking the thing on Tumas Meisel, not on Meisel itself, and not on
the Torah says so, don't talk about
it. No,
the
Torah says so.
Only one that Chum came in was Tumas Meisel. Everything else is not Chum, everything else is my Torah. Sorry?
But why did Rabbi Kashi ask that? He should have known that the Chachamim are making.
No, Rabbi Lodom says that the Chachamim generally are not so strict. That's why we show the Rabbanan. It's more lenient. Why suddenly over here the Chachamim so strict?
Is he asking on Demai generally or asking on part?
There's no din by Demai.
No, but
this Chaimish. He's asking on the Chaimish. What's the problem with Demai? Chamu Geisa, maybe didn't give Maisa. There's no question. Right. Of course you have to give. But then the Truma you set aside, and if you ate it by mistake, of course you got to pay it back. But why pay the extra Chaimish? We know probably it's not the term anyway. In fact, we had it in the Shabbos. Reiv Amaratzim Asinhein. It's not just the Sufi, it's a very Svach.
Okay, so that was because the whole union of Demai is Exeris Chachomim, maybe it wasn't taken.
That's what I'm saying here. So the whole thing is that Rabbanon, and now you hang a Chumri to pay a fifth extra. What for?
Is he talking also about Maaser Rishon a fifth? He's talking about Maaser Sheni a fifth. If you know
no, we read it before you don't. We read it yesterday. You don't give Maaser if you swap it, because it's only the Rabbanon, we're not going to make Miyak Misa Machmer. But then you did nothing wrong. You're just swapping it. So Chum saying, you don't have to give the extra Chaimish. And there's no din of beer and all that. But when it comes to eating, you did something wrong, the Chum are going to make you pay a 50. He said, why are you being so machmer? Says the Gemara, yes, Amar Shmuel, says Amar Nachum Shmuel, Hamani Rameiri, the author of this Mishnah, is Rameir, who Taka believed, the Amar, Osu Chachomim Chizig Ledivreim Kishatayra, even when there's no reason to. Chum generally were so strenuous in their laws that they don't care if it's a Gzeda, like, you know, we're trying to prevent something. Our dinim have to be treated like the dinim from the Torah. The Tanya, Milena Braise, how many we get me to say, some reason to get from overseas in Austin? Law, he gave it to her. The kana was that you have to say for an echt, this is to prepare, make sure the husband doesn't come and tries to cancel the get. So if, what if he didn't do it? Yoitziv Avlad Mamzer, if she remarried based on this get, look how strict we are. Even though the get's a kosher get, the aide forgot to say, follow the Chachamim's text, the protocol of the Chachamim, which is say before the Nechtiv. What does Amir say? That she has to leave her husband, and if there was a child, the child's a mamzer. The Chachamim ain't a blood mamzer. What did Chum say? What should you do? Kate said, Yasa, what should you do? Yitlenu, hey, me, mena. And the Yasa, Yitlenu, la. Bifnei Eidim. The Bezin should take the get back from her and give it to her again a second time and get the Eidim to be there at the time. The Yemula, and they should say, before the Nechtiv or Nechtiv. That's all, we fix it up. So May is the one who's so strict. Rashi. Hamivik ibn Zayam, Leisha to a woman. She also by the Shalech Lahai Lichai. The husband made a Shalech to bring a Ligadish to get divorced. He'd see Chulam before Never Nechtim. That witness had to say, that Shalech has said before Never Nechtim. Also, Fajr Vishayim Bekin, Lishma gave two reasons, either Abba Rava, either because we want to make sure that they did it correctly in Lishma, or the Ain Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimai. There's no witness, generally, a lot of time witnesses die, they live overseas, especially the get came from overseas. What happens if the husband comes around tomorrow and says that, you know, he hates her, and so much acrimony there that he's going to, you know, he'll come up with some kind of a story, the get was false. How is she going to defend herself? So therefore, we need to establish for the record that this is a kosher get. So the shlicha brings it, has to say before nechtiv, and we believe him like two. So the mayor said, you didn't follow protocol. Yoitzi misha nosaydei getzev. If anybody married based on this get, they have to get divorced. And the child's a mamzer. That's why Shalamei is the one who holds that we're very machmir when it comes to Rabban. Said Gemara, Ul Ramei, and according to Rameir, Mishum Deloi Oma Lo Befonai Nechtev Vonechtev. What's the big deal? He forgot to say Vonechtev Vonechtev. Yoitzi Vavlad Mamzer. What's going on here? Because he didn't follow protocol, the get is kosher. How can we be so strict with this woman and Nochmer make the child a mamzer? So Gemara, in yeah. Ramei is consistent with his view. The Amar Rav Nuna Mashmeid Ula Oymer Ramei used to say, "Kol Hamishanim in Matbeya Shetovicham." Anybody who changes the format that Chachamim put into place, be gitin by gitin, Yoitzi you have to get out. Vavlad Mamzer. He is extremely, he's very very machmir, and the child is considered a mamzer. It's very tough. So therefore, he's the author of our Mishnah that if you don't follow the Chachamim. Exactly what the Chacham say. Also, Chizit Ibrahim Shatayda, even when there's no Gzeida, even there's no reason to cancel. Just Etzem Minyan that you're defying the words of Chazal.
That wouldn't be the bottom line of that, would it?
That is the. Depends what? It depends what? Not in Gittin, we don't pass it, no.
Was there an emphasis here, Begittin? That maybe he only would be so strict by.
No, but the Gemara is using that as a parallel.
On other, on
yeah,
other
on other things. Things. And Taze explains why, because there's no Gzeida there. What do you prevent? There's no. It's not a knas. Usually Chachamim are going to treat like a traitor in all the cases where there's a knas. We're counseling you for not doing. Who are you counseling here? What did the woman do wrong? She did nothing wrong. What are you counseling her for? And you're ruining her life. The aide, nothing happens to the aide. So he messed up. So in logic, it doesn't make sense that we should be so strict. But a mayor holds the etzem inyan. When the rabbanim say something, that's it. Okay. Look, we're right. Moshe Rav Sheshet, which has a question, it says in the Brice as follows: Mechalin Oisai by Meister Sheni of the Mai. We learned before you can swap it, but you don't have to add the fifth. How you mechalit kesef al kesef, silver on silver. You can swap one silver coin. Let's say you swap your fruit to silver. Now you can take the silver and swap it again to other silver. Nechoshes al nechoshes. We'll see later. It's a big chiddush that even though you're not advancing it, you're not achieving anything, you're still allowed to swap it. Nechoshes al nechoshes. You can swap from one copper to another. And nochme kesef al nechoshes. You can also swap silver Torah to copper, which is less of a chiddush, because you're swapping from one to another. And the chiddush lala paydis, you can swap from the copper back to paydis. You start out paydis, move to money, and then to copper, silver, and then copper, and then you can swap it back to paydis. Remember, it's all outside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, once you cannot swap anymore. Once you're in Yerushalayim, you can't.
You sell with currency because you just want to carry less money, so you take.
Yeah, but now you're putting it back to paydis. What's the basic nisht? Or maybe you got a really good deal over here outside of Yerushalayim. You think, what am I going to go in Yerushalayim? Everything's so expensive there because there's so much demand. I'll buy it at Chutzlah. I'll get a lot more for my money. Maybe that's why. Then the Yarza, the Yiv that's a paydis. Then the Rameh says, you should. But we don't want you to bring paydis to Yerushalayim. So we're going to force you to, take those paydis, swap it back to silver, and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Because the Pasuk says, v'tzarta kesa b'yotcha. We want you to bring money to Yerushalayim. The Yarze, the Yid, the Pediv, the Rameh, Rashi, Michal, and they say, even outside Yerushalayim, the Yarze, the Yid, you ladder, take the money and buy Pedis, even though you're not in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, that's what you do. You take the money, you buy Pedis. The Chiddush, even outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to bring it back to Pedis. The Yarze, the Pedis, the Yala, Hakesev, Yerushalayim, we want you to bring to Yerushalayim only money, the Chsi, the Tzarta Kesev. That's the Rameh, because you're going to be motivated. Vachacham, and Vacham say, Yalu Chacham say Yalu Pedis. Chacham say Yalu Pedis. Bring the Pedis up. The Yoichlu be Yerushalayim. Chacham say the way Rashi learns not that you have to, but you're allowed to bring the Pedis. You don't have to change it back to money. You can bring the Pedis to Yerushalayim. And what? And Yerushalayim. But Rashi Vacham Yalu Pedis Yerushalayim. V'lo yiske kul lekach larzer v'lechal. Chacham say it's up to you. You want to bring Pedis? Bring Pedis. You want to bring money? Bring money. The Imroitzim Mala Pedis Atzmon Di Kiloboy. Chacham Mekel. Why we Mekel? Because the when it comes to real Ma'isa Sheni, you need to bring money. The Teda clearly says V'tzarta Kesa B'yocha, because it's only the Ma'isa. The whole thing the Rabban anywhere Mekel. So we see what the Rabban and are Mekel. And a meir is machmed. A meir holds the chachamim say a din. It has the same dinim like the Torah that you only can bring money to Yerushalayim. And the chachamim say no, rabbanan are much not so machmed. And therefore, you can bring the paid itself. Now the gemara daitris the merzal gets umi mechalin ketsav achoishes. We're now leading into our question. So far, is no question yet. Are you able to be mechal from silver to copper? But tanan. We learned elsewhere, Sela shall Maisa Sheni Chulin. If you have a coin of Maisa Sheni and Chulin that got mixed up together, maybe Besela, what do you do? Maybe Besela Mois, you take Mois, the equivalent amount of the Sela, Mois, which is a lower denomination, and Ba'ayma you say, I don't know in this mixture over here, there's a Sela of Maisa Sheni, I don't know which one it is, but I want that Kedusha of the Sela should move to the Mois. But only kamakim she yeshna sela shal ma'isa sheni mechulelas al mois will be chulah this money. Ubaided as a yafish, and then you take the better coin. You have a few slime there. The better, the one that has the more luster to it. Umechala, you take the mois and put it back to this sela.
This original currency standard was just mixed up.
Yeah. Now lechayda, why you have to go mois? Why do you go swapping back and forth? Why from sela to mois and mois back to sela? Because this Mishnah holds you cannot swap from sela to sela. You cannot swap if it's the same thing. You didn't achieve anything. Swapping only is allowed to if you're achieving something. You're changing something. Here you're not changing from one silver coin to another. You're not changing anything. So you have to change it to mois. So you made a change, and then mois back to sela. That's how we get to the sela to be the sela to bring to the shrine. And we pnei she'omru, could we say top next page? Mechalin oisa, we're allowed to swap kesev al nechoshes. Kesev al nechoshes. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. Umi mechalin and maskon and fufte on the bottom of the page. This is the conclusion of the question. The oisa rabsheches he. The oisa rabsheches the paper asking him. Come on. Shaman le mei. We hear a mei. But meikel. You said a mei is machme. We heard actually it was meikel. But pinyan de mai lechal kesev al kesev. We heard that mei himself was very lenient. He allowed you to swap from silver to silver and so on and so forth. By the mai kesev al nechoshes. Silver and copper over mice vade, but when it comes to real mice, me mechalin, I'm going to prove to you that real mice you cannot be mechal. Silver and silver varaya, when you got it all mixed up, you got to go. What's that? So therefore, the question is going to be that a mayor, you're saying a mayor holds that a bun of the same that I said. I'm going to show you that when it comes to the ISA, you cannot swap the silver to silver. You have to swap the silver to coins and coins back to silver. But yet, when it comes to demai, he does allow it to swap silver to silver, which proves that a mayor says also that demai is a step lower than the tight. That a bun is lower than the tighter. Okay, I gave him the fill of catching the chayshah, the dumb of the pigeon, but none. Shins arbu v'roitze lehenes v'chulin. You want to enjoy the chulin and you want to take the omer shalim. Maybe sell a mois. The chayshah, mois is copper. Maybe bid may sell the value of a sell of oimer. Kamokim nimtsu shtein chulin. everything now chulin. But hamoyis ma'isa, and the transfer now was to the moyis of the ma'isa. And then uboyder hayovich ben, you take the better seller umechalal oleh hamozlo, you transfer back the kedusha from the copper back to the silver. But tehi ma'isa, and that coin becomes a ma'isa. But tehi hamoyis va'seller sheni, and the other seller and the money now chulin kibadi sheni.
With silver, you can clearly if it's ma'isa sheni silver, the higher denomination. You can be paid down to lower denomination, but still keep it.
But silver is dinner.
Yeah, but
no, we make no difference. You can't. You can't do silver to silver.
It was even though you want to have lower.
Yes, that we had before. You silver has got gold. They say, why do you go through so many steps? First to convert it to money. And then why don't you say it simple? Say, it is the mice, how do you have good? Just move the silver, the other one, to this one. We say, we allow you to swap from silver to copper when you have a braid. It's not called swapping, went from silver to silver. Even when you have a braid, we don't allow it. Even have ketsav on the choishes lahitila medoichik. Even silver to copper, we don't allow you. Only medoichik have a breda hilchak loishi kaim kain shebezoy maisru. Not that you should do this because of zoy, because you're reducing it from silver to copper is a reduction. From copper to silver, you're going up. You, there's a reason for it. You're having less coins to break with you. But silver to copper is medoichik because you're being away, you're being mazals in the maisru, not suddenly using cheap coins. But oicha prut is machlit is also prut to themselves and less. Besides the fact that it's less value, it also doesn't have longevity. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So Mechal loy zekesel choish is medoichik only we have a breda loy shiye kaim kain, but not that we want you to remain it in the form of copper. Elos choizer mechal on the kesef, then you turn it back to silver. Ktoni mias. What do we learn from here? However, mechal in medoichik that you mechal in medoichik in medoichik loy, but not Rashi. Ktoni mias. Gabi ma'ase vade. When it comes to real ma'ase medoichik in only medoichik, we allow you to change from silver to copper. Shalay medoichik loy. The kiva dama kesef al nuchayshem b'dechin shloim b'dechloi the gabed d'may ton mechalin d'may. He says open ended. You go ahead and change. So what does it say from here? He says he allowed us change from silver to silver, copper to copper, silver to copper. It doesn't say b'dechik. Amal ramei lo also by chizuk. We don't make this chizuk.
Can you say because with the gift of the
lies? That's right. So exactly whatever it is. Yes. So maybe ish is from mamach. Whatever it is. But so then, so what do you bring parallels for? That's the most question. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Afa Pishem Mekel Rab Meir B'Pidyonei. When it comes to the actual pidyon, how to redeem it, he's Mekel. You can swap from silver to silver, copper to copper, silver to copper. Or the Machmer Hu Bachi Lase. When it comes to eating it, he is Machmer. Also Chizul Devrem, but you have to pay a Chaimush. Rashi Machmer Bachilase Shal Ma'is Hashenish Shal Ma'ir. When it comes to Ma'is Ma'i, Umaslisim Bachiluk. I'm talking about you ate by mistake, so you have to pay that extra fifth. The Tanya, back to the Gemara, we learned. Loi he tiru limka demai. We don't allow you to sell demai. We don't allow a chover, a tamu chacham, that buys demai from an amara to sell to others, ela, unless he gave maisa, because people automatically assume if it came from the hand of a tamu chacham, what do they think? That he already did all the maisa that you had to. So if you bought from an amara, a tamu chacham, then you have to give all the maisa first before you sell it. The only one you can sell the way it is ela lesitim bavad. Only to a sitin himself, because a sitin is like a big wholesaler, and he buys from Lama Natsim. Everyone knows that a sitin, who knows what he gets? He buys all kinds of shadim. So therefore, you would do your own thing. Ubalabayis benkach or benkach tzorich lase, but a balabayis who buys from our audits always have to. No matter how he sells it, he always has to give ma'isa. Actually, we'll stop here. We'll do the Tanya tomorrow.